Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell welcoming you to this Venus meditation for surrendering and releasing any stuck or distorted energy in connection to your root chakra. This journey is taking you deeper into a powerful shamanic initiation of death and rebirth, dying to who you believe yourself to be, and being reborn to who you truly are. This meditation is inspired by an ancient ceremonial practice that is reconnecting us with the descent of the goddess, exploring new ways to engage this journey that are intended to serve us both personally and collectively. As we begin, this is a reminder that in the background you are hearing ocean waves encoded with brainwave entrainment frequencies designed to facilitate deep relaxation and an overall sense of well-being. The frequencies encoded into the ocean waves also support the release of old energy patterns that no longer serve you. You are also hearing the sound of Tibetan bells, adding to the centering, synchronizing, harmonizing, and balancing effect for both your left and right brain, as well as your entire physical being. So let's begin by finding a comfortable place to be and allow the sound of the bells to take you into a deeply relaxed and meditative state. Gently bring your attention to your breathing, imagining your in-breath is flowing down the front of your body into your root chakra. And then imagine that your out-breath is moving from your root chakra up the base of your spine and out through the top of your head. And this is creating a circular breath, helping you to surrender and relax even more. If you notice any resistance anywhere in your body or your being, simply breathe into it and let it go. As you find yourself going deeper, imagine a beautiful, luminescent, radiant red light illuminating your root chakra. This radiant light is dissolving any remaining tension and is filling every part of you, including the space around you. Growing bigger and bigger until it's filling the room you're in. Growing and expanding to fill the state or country you're in. Growing so big that it surrounds the entire earth and extends into the cosmos until it is filling the entire creation. Within this field of expanded, radiant red light, imagine you are releasing and letting go of any energy within you or around you that is vibrating at a lower frequency than this pure love and light. Now bring your attention to the journey you have been on as you continue your descent into the realm of the dark goddess, she who is a part of you. See the path stretching out before you. This is the path you've been traveling on ever since you left the sixth gate. As you continue down the path, you notice in the distance a vibrant red glowing gateway coming into view. This is the seventh gate you have encountered in this journey, and it is vibrating with a beautiful, radiant red light, drawing you closer and closer until the gatekeeper steps out to greet you. The gatekeeper tells you that to pass through this gate, you must remove the luxurious, ceremonial red velvet robe you are wearing. As you hand the gatekeeper your robe, the great gate swings open before you, intensifying the pulsating magnetic red light, now drawing you through the gate. As you step to the other side, you immediately sense the radiant red light is already beginning to help you cleanse and release whatever stuck or distorted energy is still connected to your root chakra, along with any visceral experiences you have ever had that have prevented you from feeling safe in your body and in your life. You now notice a magnificently massive grandmother tree towering above you and reaching deep into the earth below you. The powerful presence of this ancient wise one, who has witnessed ages come and ages go, is radiating a sense of immense, enduring strength, safety, and protection. As you greet this ancient one, you realize this is a place where time and space meet as the grandmother tree reaches to the high heavens and the deep earth simultaneously. The gatekeeper is showing you an opening or a portal into the interior of the tree, and you see a shimmering and magical world beckoning you. You see that the roots of this tree are providing a passageway that leads to a crystalline chamber. In the center of this chamber is an unadorned red granite altar, exactly the right size for a person to lay upon, and you notice that it is also covered with ancient hieroglyphic carvings. The gatekeeper leads the way inside the tree, telling you this tree has been awaiting your arrival and has much to share with you. You are also being reminded that it was at the base of a similar tree that the Buddha gained enlightenment, receiving assistance in releasing all attachments to the external world. You are also being told that many native cultures honored the spirits of the trees and their wisdom, as they have much to reveal to us when we are open and listening. The gatekeeper invites you to lie upon the altar. Lying down on the red granite altar, you feel yourself being drawn into the power and presence of a mighty, grounded earth energy pulsating throughout the tree, the altar, and throughout you. You are aware of being drawn in a vortex or funnel of life force energy that is flowing freely through your body, helping to remove and dissolve the traumas of the past where you have not felt safe, nurtured, or protected. Lying upon the altar, looking up, you notice a bright red rose slowly rotating in all directions, suspended above you and infused and surrounded by a shimmering light. The beauty of this red rose touches you deeply, and a delicate rose scent reaches your sense of smell. The image of the rose is hypnotic as you witness a holographic image of the rose becoming the seed, and the seed giving way to the tender shoot, giving way to the stem and leaves, giving way to the rosebud, giving way to the rose in full bloom, and returning to the seed. You realize you're being shown the wisdom of surrender as each phase naturally surrenders itself to the next. The seed dissolves into the stem and the leaves. The rosebud dissolves into the full bloom of the rose, and the rose dissolves back into the seed. This is the meaning of surrender: to let go of one form as it grows into another, and to feel safe and supported in the process. Now the image of the rose is fading as your awareness returns to the presence of the gatekeeper, who is inviting you to hear and embrace these releasing statements. I now completely release into the radiant red glowing light all the ways I have been or still am afraid to fully surrender and let go of whatever does not serve the fullest expression of who I truly am. I now completely release into the radiant red glowing light any and all wounding from my ancestral line that has prevented me from fully trusting myself, trusting the process of life, and trusting what is unfolding around me as part of the unfolding divine plan for my life. I now completely release into the radiant red glowing light any blocks or distortions that prevent me from knowing and feeling I have a sacred place within this world, that my presence is a gift, and that I have a right and a calling to claim my true place. I now completely release into the radiant red glowing light any blocks or beliefs that prevent me from grounding my life experience in ways that are joyful, fulfilling, and fun. I now completely release and let go into the radiant red glowing light any remaining stuck or distorted energies connected to my root chakra throughout all the realms of creation and across all the dimensions of time, clearing even beyond these realms and dimensions all the way back to pure source energy. I now completely release and let go into the radiant red glowing light any remaining stuck or distorted energies connected to my root chakra throughout all the realms of creation and across all the dimensions of time, clearing even beyond these realms and dimensions all the way back to pure source energy. I now completely release and let go into the radiant red glowing light any remaining stuck or distorted energies connected to my root chakra throughout all the realms of creation and across all the dimensions of time, clearing even beyond these realms and dimensions all the way back to pure source energy. Resting for a moment in this powerful releasing process, feel how this release is increasing your own vibrational energy, and see, sense, or feel any remaining distorted or heavy energies connected to your root chakra being transformed by the radiant red glowing light. The gatekeeper is offering you a final blessing, saying to you, know that you are fully and freely forgiven for all the ways you have not trusted yourself or others at any time in your life. Know that you are blessed with the power of protection and the wisdom of the earth to experience the gifts of surrender that will lead you to the next phase. Know that you are continually blessed, even as you are dying to who you thought you were and offering your life as you know it to the sacrificial altar in an act of trust and surrender so that you may prepare to receive the life that is ready to birth through you. You are accomplishing this profound practice of conscious surrender and are ready to die to who you have been, dying a good and peaceful death, benefiting all beings in all realms and dimensions throughout all time and space and beyond. And through the triumph of your conscious surrender, releasing what is ready to die, you are helping to birth a new earth into a golden age of love, joy, beauty, peace, plenty, illumination, and sacred union with all that is. With gratitude, this is done and this is so, and all heaven and earth rejoice. Blessed be. With this blessing, you realize you have reached the final phase of your journey and are about to enter the realm of the Dark Goddess. The gatekeeper invites you to continue to lie upon the altar as you await the next phase of this initiation process. With these words, you know that whatever happens next is part of the natural unfolding that is preparing you to release who you have been so you can be reborn to who you truly are. The gatekeeper assures you the next phase of the initiation will begin soon, and there is nothing more you can do at this time other than to surrender to the fate that awaits you. The gatekeeper reminds you to trust this ancient process, as it will give you gifts far beyond anything you have yet imagined. Breathe and relax into this knowing as you bring your attention back to this reality. Bring your awareness back to the room or place you are in, and know that as you are returning, you are now lighter and freer. Feel the space within you that is helping you to experience the courage, strength, and wisdom of your true self. Once again, welcome and embrace this space, and allow this space to remain open for as long as you are guided, knowing the initiation is continuing and trusting this space is supporting you and surrendering to the next phase of your journey. If you feel you have any more releasing to do, you can return to this meditation. You can also take time to lie upon or walk barefoot upon the earth, hug a tree, create an earth altar, perhaps as an offering to the earth and the spirits of place. The altar may also be somewhere you visit often for centering and connecting to earth energy. You can also chant or sing earth mantras, ones you create yourself, or the one that is completing this meditation.
Long.